Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Thanks for being with us. Toll free, it is 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, there is no doubt that the issue of defund, dismantle, no bail laws are driving a lot of people to the polls this election year, and rightly so. I mean, there's been a dramatic shift. I've never seen a shift like this, 26-point shift with suburban women voters to the Republican Party from August until now. In all the years I've been following politics, I've never seen a switch like that. And in large part, it's because of all of the violence, all of the insanity that the Democratic Party has unleashed on cities, small cities and large cities and small towns across America. You know, in New York, you have a homeless guy wanted for two sex crimes who has at least 25 prior arrests, arrested in connection with the rape of a jogger in the West Village on Thursday and charged in all three cases. And law enforcement sources saying, we went over the statistics again and again. Kathy Hochul, why are you so concerned about crime? You know, if you look at every major crime category, starting with murders, that's up 32% from a record high last year. Every single category of crime is up because they're not putting criminals in jail and keeping them in jail. Anyway, here's Hochul talking about Zeldin and Republicans being data deniers and master manipulators. Meanwhile, she can't make the case that she's keeping people in New York safer because they're not safer.
Governor, these are master manipulators. They have this conspiracy going all across America to try and convince people that in Democratic states they're not as safe. Well, guess what? They're also not only election deniers, they're data deniers. The data shows that shootings and murders are down in our state by 15%, even in New York City, down 20% on Long Island, where Lee Zeldin comes from.
Yeah, tell that to the North Carolina congressman that had a bullet fired into his home window the other day. Tell us to Lee Zeldin, who was attacked while giving a speech, and the guy had a knife and came at him with a knife. Tell it to Lee Zeldin's children when there was a gang shootout right in front of his home in a peaceful area of Long Island known as Shirley, where that hadn't been happening before. Anyway, so she's a pretty big denier herself. It's called a statistics denier. Anyway, Kathy then tells Lee Zeldin, I don't know why locking up criminals is so important to you. Maybe to keep us safe, Kathy? What do you think?
They're not being represented from this governor, who still, to this moment, we're halfway through the debate, she still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change we made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important to you. All I know is that we could do more.
How do you explain that to this poor woman who was raped, a jogger in the West Village, by a guy that had 25 prior busts and many of them for violent crimes? How do you just lie with abandonment like that? Now, here's Hochul saying repealing the bail law is a simplistic approach.
One thing that Lee Zeldin has said he would definitely do if he becomes governor is that he would, through an executive order, repeal immediately the bail reform law that was passed. You don't love that law the way it stands. You've wanted changes to it. Would you do the same as he is saying he would? Would you repeal it through executive order?
Again, that is such a simplistic approach. It negates the fact that it's about how we support law enforcement. And he voted against, he wouldn't support funding for the police. I tripled the amount of money for law enforcement. We're supporting violence disruptor programs. To say that you're just going to change one part of the system, it shows a naivete that it's not going to be a real solution. I just think people need to know really what's on the line here is someone who's been working in the trenches, rolling up her sleeves, getting the job done, and not just running around the state saying all you have to do is repeal a bail law and all the crime will disappear. I think people are smarter than that.
I think people can see with their own eyes, and I doubt Kathy Hochul would ever, as governor, dare to venture down into the New York City subway system by herself without her security team. Anyway, Lee Zeldin is with us. As we had pointed out, one poll had him up by about a point and a half. This is still a very deep blue state. It's called New York State. But for the first time in a long time, a Republican has a real shot at winning the governorship. It would mean a significant change for the state of New York and change that is desperately needed. Lee Zeldin is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and it means saving this state. And we saw it last night with a turnout. We had a rally with Elise Stefanik and others up in the Capital Region. Thousands of people came out to our rally while they struggled to get a couple hundred people in a rally with Hochul and Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton and Tish James. So, I mean, we clearly have the enthusiasm and the momentum in what is truly a race to save New York.
It really is. I mean, I think this is probably New York's last chance. At that point, I just don't see there's any coming back from this insanity. One of the issues that I think could save New York financially would be all of the natural gas resources they have in New York. Do you think there's any appetite for the state legislature to save New York's economy and tap into it the way Pennsylvania has next door?
There needs to be. And then New York should not have enacted the ban in the first place. This is a resource that's named after two New York towns, the Marcellus and Utica Shales. And the people in the southern tier are looking across the border, and they're seen in Pennsylvania tapping into the same resource of the same shale. Republicans and Democrats actually working together on it, and they generate the revenue, they create jobs, they revitalize communities.
By the way, I would bet my bottom dollar that probably Pennsylvania is drawing straight out of New York's resources. Because they're doing it and fracking so close to our border anyway.
I totally believe that. And the southern tier is desperate to reverse the state's ban. We should reverse New York's ban on the safe extraction of natural gas. There are pipeline applications in Albany that should be getting approved, instead being delayed, denied. They're going in the wrong direction. They want to ban all gas hookups statewide. They want to get off gas-powered vehicles over the course of the next decade. The energy policy in the state is not truly thinking long term, and the implications are on the people who can least afford it. The people who right now are choosing between heating their homes and feeding their families are going to be experiencing even higher energy costs in the next couple of months. Looking at some of the letters coming out from these companies saying, hey, brace for, they're not saying brace for an increase. They're giving a heads up to their customers to brace for a dramatic increase But the politicians looking to pander to people on the far left, they're not doing the right thing. Instead, they want to block out even more access than they did before.
Almost every ad that Kathy Hochul has put out is lying about your position on abortion, and she's trying to say and suggest that you will ban abortion in New York. You have been very clear that your own personal views are your personal views, but it will be decided by the people of New York. Is that correct?
That is correct.
New York a few
years ago codified far more than Roe. So when we woke up the day after the Dobbs decision, the law in New York was exactly the same as it was the day before. And there is a less than 0% chance that Carl Hastie, the Speaker of the Assembly, where it's very much Democrat-controlled, he's not sending me a bill to roll that back. And it's not what got me into this race. And it's really being used to try to get the focus off of crime right now, because Kathy Hochul doesn't want to talk about it. She says that we are data deniers, and it's a conspiracy when we say that we want safer streets and we want to tackle rising crime. Data denier. And by the way, what you referenced about what happened yesterday, this horrible rape at Pier 45. Data denier. In the last year, rapes have gone up 15.8% in New York City from the NYPD. Grand larceny up 19.3%. Grand larceny auto 19.3%. Transit crimes 28%. You could go down the list of year over year, all different kinds of major categories of crime going up. So how do you call us a data denier when what the NYPD is telling us year over year that all sorts of different numbers are skyrocketing?
How does she explain what this jogger with 25 prior arrests did in raping this woman in New York in the West Village? What does she say to this poor mother's daughter that this killing of a mob by her estranged husband, who had been arrested for violent activities just days before? And anyway, they let him out because of these no bail laws. And in front of her children, she was murdered in cold blood by her husband. But we had this guy in jail a day before.
The craziest part is that her answer to your question would be Trump and abortion. Next question. She wouldn't even want to directly answer it. She just wants to change the topic. She doesn't want to even talk about it. Today, I had a press conference at Pier 45, and Kathy Hochul sent a bunch of her people. And at the press conference, I was talking about my plan to make the streets safer. And I said that on day one, I'm going to declare a crime emergency in New York, and I will suspend New York's cashless bail law and some of these other pro-criminal laws that have been passed. Now, this video, which is on the top of my Twitter feed at the moment, and it shows the protesters just losing their minds, talking about how they're specifically yelling out that there is no crime emergency. This is not what New Yorkers are looking for right now. Kathy Hochul is sending her minions to be screaming out that there's no crime emergency at that site. Actually, what should happen is answering your question, not by saying abortion and Trump. What you should be hearing is that this is a serious issue that New Yorkers are deeply concerned about, and I'm concerned about it as well. Here are my ideas of everything in my power that I could do with a zero tolerance for crime, to make sure that we are unapologetically backing our men and women in law enforcement. We're ensuring that district attorneys are actually doing their job, and we are rolling back pro-criminal laws like cashless bail and some of these other crazy laws that have made the streets of New York and our subways less safe. But that's not what you're getting. Instead, it's just Trump and abortion.
I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, it's the only thing that she has left. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we continue now, Lee Zeldin, New York Republican gubernatorial candidate, is running in, yes, the deep blue state of New York with a chance, a real chance to win. Let me ask you about the math, because the math in New York is very interesting. Obviously, you have a very high concentration of the population in this small square footage known as New York City. It is literally an island to itself in every way imaginable. And the island of Manhattan now has Democrats outnumbering Republicans 9-1. Curtis Sliwa came close to 30% of the vote in New York City, which, by the way, is a very, very respectable showing. The rest of the state in the last election, meaning Long Island and upstate New York, all went red. What percentage of the rest of the state do you need in terms of turnout, and what percentage of the vote in New York City, people fed up with crime on the subways, crime in the streets, no bail laws, defunding the New York Police Department by $1 billion, what percentage of the New York vote would you need mathematically to win this race?
If we get less than 30% in New York City, we can't win. There's just no way to win this race. You get 30%, you're now in the game, as long as you hit all of your marks everywhere else. But if you get 35% or more inside of New York City, then it starts to become very difficult to lose. Now, the polling has been showing us consistently in the 30s. Quinnipiac actually had it as high as 37%. We are reaching for the stars. I just came from an event in the Bronx. A former state senator who's a Democrat, a former state assemblyman who's a Democrat, were hosting this event, and the room was filled up with almost entirely Democrats supporting us. They're from the Dominican community. They're from the Latino community almost entirely. Meanwhile, you know, it's been reported with multiple interviews with Bob Holden, a sitting New York City councilman in Queens, a Democrat who's been passionately supporting us. And there are others, Delt Hyken, former state assemblyman, Democrat. There are others who are coming out of the woodwork and deciding, you know what? I might be a lifelong Democrat. I've always voted Democrat in the past, but this year, they want to work together. They want to partner to save the Big Apple and save the state. On Long Island, Suffolk, and Nassau, we're going to run up the score. We're on with you on TV the other night with Governor DeSantis. You know, it was the morning before that rally. It was Saturday, this past Saturday night, where we had a rally on Long Island. The morning before, we started planning it. We had over 7,000 RSVPs. The energy in Suffolk and Nassau is beyond next level. We are going to really run up the score there. And the rest of the state, all the numbers are good. We have to make sure that in four of the more populous counties that we win, in Orange County, in Onondaga, Monroe, and Erie, if we're getting over 50% in all four, or at least close to that, we're in really good shape. But again, it all comes down to and back to New York City. If you see us pulling in north of 35% in the city, especially if it becomes 36 or 37%, we're not losing this race.
That would be the political earthquake, tsunami election that some are predicting. I prefer not to go there. I just like to remind everybody that every one of the Senate races that are so critical, all of these bellwether states combined are probably going to be decided by less than 100,000 votes. So every vote matters. So I want everybody listening in New York to hear your vote's going to matter this time. And if you want your streets safer, if you want an end to this insanity of defunding the police and no bail laws, if you want woke education out of the school systems, and you want New York to at least return to some of its former greatness, it would be the time to vote it now. And anyway, Lee Zeldin, thanks for being with us. We'll be watching very closely on election night. This will be a political earthquake if you win, and we're hoping you do.
Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
At 9 p.m., do you know where your president is?
I don't know.
Yep, he's sound asleep in his bed with not a care in the world. Must be nice, Joe. The rest of us will keep working. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
At 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I don't call for people's firings. Nor do I really spend much time watching other cable networks than the one I'm on. And I'm working a big part of the day, so a lot of times the sound is just down. So they have this weekend show host named Tiffany Cross. Have you ever watched her show, Linda? I've only seen clips on, like, Mediaite.
I have not.
Anyway, listen to what she says about Governor Ron DeSantis.
Tiffany, what do you think? One's got to go.
I say Florida literally looks like the of the country, so let's get rid of Florida. Ron,
are you saying castrate Florida of the country?
Seriously, let's castrate Florida. Here's the problem. Ron the stupid, Ron DeSantis, whatever you want to call Florida man, he is so problematic. The people there passed Amendment 4, which gave returning citizens, those formerly incarcerated, the right to vote. He instituted a poll tax. He has done everything he can to keep black and brown people from the ballot. Mm-hmm. He traffics in stupidity and ignorance, and I just think they are a problem for the rest of the country. Let's get them out of here.
I mean, you want to talk about radicalism on the left. She just got fired today. Why? I don't know. Nor do I really care. That's between her and MSDNC. Then at that hard-hitting news show, The View, you got Sunny Houston comparing white women voting for Republicans like they're just like roaches voting for Raid.
But what's also surprising to me is the abortion issue. I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right?
It's insulting to the voter. They're voting against their own self-interest.
Do they want to live in Gilead?
Okay,
do
we love democracy or not? Because just saying that it's insulting to the voter. People make up decisions on what's right for their family.
They actually are voting in their best interest. And they don't like your idiotic, imbecilic, defund, dismantle Nobel laws. And they don't like your woke education that you're forcing on their kids and indoctrinating their kids in school. And they don't like the record high inflation that is killing their family budgets. And they don't like record high gas prices either. And they actually believe that the president of the United States should enforce the laws on our border and not have open borders and facilitate human trafficking the way Joe Biden is. So they're kind of voting for their best interest, but, you know, why let facts get in the way? Then you've got the inflation-denying caucus, if you will, the Democratic Party. This case is Joy Reid over at MSDNC. I mean, she's kind of almost, we have Joyless Behar. Joy Reid is not that happy either. She seems pretty mad a lot of nights. I'm not sure why, but anyway, here's what she's saying. Republicans are teaching people the word inflation for political gain. What do you mean we're teaching them the word inflation? It's been part of the lexicon for quite a long period of time, but go ahead.
Hey, you know what's so interesting, too, is that I have actually never heard a person who isn't an economist or works on CNBC. I used to do CNBC a lot as a guest. I actually used to do Larry Kudlow's show all the time, a couple times a week. And the only people I ever hear use the word inflation are journalists and economists, right? So that is not part of the normal lexicon of the way people talk. So it's interesting that Republicans are doing something they don't normally do, right? Which is not use the common tongue, right? Not use just common English to sort of do on their campaigns like they're doing with crime. But what they've done is they've taught people the word inflation, right? Yeah. Most people who would have never used that word ever in their lives are using it now because they've been taught it, including on TV, including in newspapers. They've been taught this word.
Anybody that knows anything about current events knows the word inflation. You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she is suggesting her audience doesn't know, as limited as it is. I have no idea. But I can tell you, everybody listening to this show, long before Biden inflation, had heard the word inflation. I mean, and earlier we played, you know, Ron Klain, the chief of staff, one final warning. And then we have Michael Beschloss. A GOP victory in the midterms will mean our children will be arrested and probably killed. Wow. They're very, very nervous. And of course, they're going to take away Social Security, Medicare, and veterans benefits. That's the latest talking point. It's all a lie. You know, some people criticize me for at times being repetitive, and it's all by design. The reason I remind you at the beginning of every election year that Republicans will be called racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, now transphobic, that they want dirty air and water, that they want grandma and grandpa in a wheelchair to be thrown over the cliff by some, you know, prominent Republican of the day, is because that's what they always go to. Part of that playbook is they're going to cut you Social Security, Medicare, you scaring the hell out of seniors, manipulating them. When none of it is true, and they know it's not true. They know Republicans aren't racist, too. They don't care. You know, you have all these examples of all of these Republicans being targeted for assault and this one congressman having his window shot in where his kids are and his kids now have to be in hiding. Not a word, basically, about it. Then this strange development as it relates to the Paul Pelosi story, it makes no sense to me, according to the Daily Mail, as we discussed earlier. Look, this is a party that cannot run on any single successful program that they have supported and implemented. This is all they've got. Hating Trump January 6th, lying, scaring seniors, lying about who Republicans are, calling them every name you could possibly think of. And then, of course, saying abortion is going to be outlawed. No, it's not. Anyway, to our phones we go. Debbie is in New York. What's up, Debbie? How are you? Glad you called. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Sean?
I'm good. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much. This is Debbie from Stillwater, New York. I went to the rally last night. I just wanted to let you know. And Zeldin was awesome. His team was awesome. It was great to go. I've never been to a rally, so this was my first time, and I am glad I went last night.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I hope we're seeing massive crowds for Republican candidates around the country. Anecdotally, does it mean something? Yes, it shows enthusiasm. There's no doubt enthusiasm matters in the lead up to elections, heading into Election Day, so that's a good sign. But again, I am telling everybody, if you look at the Senate races alone, and if you look at Georgia, and if you look at North Carolina and New Hampshire and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Wisconsin and Arizona and Nevada and Washington State, I can promise you this, that the odds are very high that those races combined will be decided by less than 100,000 people. That's the urgency people need to have. Your vote is going to matter. Getting other people to vote will matter.
Yep.
All right. I mean, I know I'm a broken record here, but if people, I don't want to hear any more talk about tsunami elections or wave election year. I'm not, because the numbers are very, very tight. If you break down the numbers, you're looking at races that are polling dead even, or that a Republican is up by 1 or 2 points, and that's how close it is. So you have to show up in droves. And you have to, if you want to have the results that you want, you've got to make it happen and you got to participate. You know, this is not a trophy for showing up here. You got to win the election. Anyway, appreciate it. Sandra is in Florida. Sandra, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for the opportunity to give a voice to the people. I enjoy this segment of the show every day. I just want to speak to the self-indulgent diatribe that we saw from our sitting president this last Wednesday. I know you don't want to hear the word tsunami, but I think that little ditty is going to just enhance the red wave, and it's going to be a red tsunami. People have to not be complacent. You have to get out and vote. I can't even wrap my mind around the fact that Fetterman is close, or even has been close, to Dr. Oz. I can't even wrap my mind how vilified Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis would have been if they had said the same exact things that our sitting president spoke to our nation. I am so incensed by the lack of civility, just the points that you speak to that are on mainstream media. It does not serve a good purpose. It does not help the citizens of our nation to be watching that just hatred spewed at us daily. I do want to say this. My husband is 61 years old. He's never voted in his life. He thinks his vote does not count. He thinks, you know, that politicians are corrupt. I said, the only thing I want for my birthday and Christmas this December is for you to vote. And boy, have we gone and cast our vote. And
wow. So you got it. So that's all you wanted for your birthday. When's your birthday?
That's it. December 19th.
Wow.
That's it.
He better show up with some flowers and candy and something else. Maybe I don't know, some jewelry or something.
Well, this is how passionate I feel about it.
I admire you. Look, and I hope people are hearing your admonition. You know, I'm saying it over and over again because I'm looking at these races very closely. I've been doing this for 35 years. I know that all of the conditions are ripe for a wave election. But, and this is a big but, It's all dependent on whether people show up. Yes, it is that close in Pennsylvania. Yes, it's that close in New Hampshire. Yes, it's that close in Georgia. It's that close in Nevada. It's that close in Arizona. It's that close in Washington State. It's even that close now in Colorado, believe it or not. And I'm saying to people,
this
is your opportunity. You know, you can bitch, moan, and groan, and gripe, and complain, or you can do something about it. And right now, the do something about it opportunity is here, 4 days from now. And I hope that people take advantage of it. And it will be the beginning of what will take a heavy lift of getting the country back on track and rejecting these failed policies. You know, my prediction is things are going to get dramatic. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Loaded up tonight, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News, best election coverage on television. Bill Hemmer will look at all of these close races for the U.S. Senate. Senator Ted Cruz, Newt Gingrich, our pollsters, Robert Cahaley, Matt Towery. We'll check in with Jim Jordan, Clay Travis, Joe Concha, and Pat Harrigan, GOP candidate whose parents' home was shot at last night. Nobody in the media is covering it. 9 Eastern tonight. See you then. Have a great weekend. One day to go on Monday. It'll be a preview of our election. See you then. Thank you for making this show possible. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.